In the headlines, one man has been chopped to death and another injured in St. Joseph. St. Philip's female stabbing victim has been identified. Local consumers warned to brace for a shortage of fish and a hike in prices. Meantime, people knowledgeable about the sector believe it could be up to 2 years for the sector to fully recover. A government commences repairs to some of the more than 50 homes damaged by Beryl. This is the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good evening, I am Ronald Clark. A man has been chopped to death and another man injured in an altercation at Little Diamond St. Elizabeth St. Joseph. One died at the scene and another man has been taken to hospital with injuries. Police say they received a report at approximately 2:40 p.m. today that a man was lifeless at a residence in the area. On response, they confirmed that one man was dead at the scene and another had been transported by ambulance to seek medical attention. The weapon used was a cutlass. This is homicide number 27 for the year so far in Barbados, fatally stabbed at Work Hall, St. Philip. The victim in yesterday's fatal stabbing in St. Philip has been identified as 20-year-old Joanna Branch of Hopewell Christ Church. She was stabbed several times in an alleged knife attack by another female at Work Hall yesterday afternoon. The alleged perpetrator was taken into custody. Police have charged a number of people for some of the recent murders and also charged a man for harboring one of the suspects. 27-year-old Dondre Burnett of Bannister Land, Martindale's Road, is accused of killing Anthony Dyer, who was severely beaten during an altercation with several men at Bannister Land on July 2nd. Meantime, 65-year-old Roger Harding of 2nd Avenue, Kelman Land, Blackrock, St. Michael, has been charged for the murder of Hubert Deere, who was stabbed to death at King's Village in the city on July 4th. And Demario Griffith of Maxwell Hill Christ Church is the fourth man to be charged for the murder of Chad Rowett, who was gunned down on June the 5th at Hearts Gap in Christ Church. 41-year-old Kelvin Jones of Harrowland, St. Philip, has also been charged with harboring Demario Griffith when he was a wanted man. All of the accused were due to appear in court today. Barbadian consumers have been warned to brace for both a shortage of fish and a hike in prices due to the damage to the local fishing fleet from Hurricane Beryl. More than 200 boats were damaged or destroyed during the passage of the hurricane, and the government has stated that fish landings will be significantly affected. Managing Director of Carlton and A1 Supermarket, Andrew Bino, expects that the full impact of the disruption of the fishing fleet should start to be felt in about 2 weeks.
The impact is not immediate because we would have had stocks of fish. But we do expect then that as a scarcity, you know, will come about, that there will be an increase in prices. And in times of scarcity, greater demand and prices rise. So I think that's an automatic expectation. So one does expect that prices will go up. Stocks were available, but obviously within the next 2 weeks, such stocks will be depleted. But the other thing about the industry is that there are certain companies who are importers of fish. So I don't know how they'll be affected in terms of their importation.
Managing Director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bino. Meantime, Dale Lashley, Managing Director of Lashley and Waith Fish Processors, also expects a shortage of fresh fish given the extent of the damage to the boat fleet. But he believes the shortage will be almost immediate.
A considerable amount of those boats are damaged, seriously damaged or destroyed. And in my instance, my business thrives on fresh fish. So accessing fish, fresh fish now, is going to be difficult. Of course, there's going to be trickles of fish coming in. The few remaining boats that are still capable of going out and catching fish, but the demand for the fish here is great. And I would think that there's going to be an immediate shortage of fish, and that would be almost immediate increase in the price. So I would think that immediately we're going to see some actual increase in the price once the fish comes and the few boats that are there. There are going to be plenty of people out there trying to get that fresh fish. And that in itself is going to automatically push the price up because of demand and supply.
Mr. Lashley believes full restoration of the fishing fleet will take quite some time.
I would say about 18 months to 2 years. Once the funding is there, the resources are available to the fishing community, there's going to be some long-term rehabilitation work on, I would think, maybe 60% of the boats are actually damaged. There's real work to be done.
Dale Lashley, Managing Director of Lashley & Waith Fish Processors. Andrew Bynoe expects that getting the full fleet back into the water will be a long process. He also recommends what he calls a redesign of the fishing industry.
It's going to be a long time before we get our fleet up and running again, because there's no way that you can refloat 200 boats in 6 months' time. So this is a prolonged situation. I would have written a letter where I am saying that we should take this opportunity to redesign the fishing industry. We now have to look at fishing from a long-term point of view. We have not yet approached fishing as an industry, that we're just doing subsistence fishing. So it's like, you know, we fish for today, tomorrow, and the next week, but there's no long-term fishing program. To put that in place, I'm suggesting that government looks at a safe harbor for the fishermen.
Managing Director of Carlton and A1 Supermarkets, Andrew Bynoe. Minister of Home Affairs and Information, Wilfred Abrams, says more than 50 houses were damaged by Hurricane Beryl, 6 with significant damage.
To date, a total of 55 reports of house damage were received from 7 parishes. Christchurch 19, St. George 7, St. James 1, St. John 3, St. Michael 15, St. Philip 7, and St. Thomas 3. Thus far, there are 6 reports of major house damage where portions of roof were torn off. Our teams have started a process towards repairs and will continue their efforts to repair these homes and build resilience into the housing stock.
Minister Abrams also urges the public to stay prepared as the hurricane season has only just started with above average activity predicted. In St. Vincent, Prime Minister Dr. Ralph Gonsalves says it will cost the government an estimated $300 million EC dollars to repair and rebuild houses damaged or destroyed by Hurricane Beryl. Unofficial estimates say more than 95% of buildings were affected by the Category 4 storm on July 1st. Back in Barbados, the Prime Minister's Football Cup was launched with over 20 teams across the country vying for $150,000 in prizes, with the winning team walking with $100,000 in cash. This year's tournament is expected to be televised with the hope of reaching 100,000 viewers regionally and internationally. The Prime Minister, Mia Amor-Motley, as she officially launched the tournament at the Barbados Football Association's office, stressed the government is interested in developing the players in the sport.
Whether it is boys or girls playing football, this country needs greater structure and greater opportunities in football if our people are to rise to the next level. Some will be able themselves to go on and find lucrative contracts. Some will be able to work in the ecosystem of football, which, as you know, is still the most powerful financial ecosystem in sports globally. We have a duty, therefore, to be able to start to lift our game up. And knowing what I know, and knowing the limitations of both Barbados Football Association as well as the market within which it operates, then if we want to have a developmental role, the government must now step in to play that role.
Prime Minister Mia Omor-Motley, the NCF has announced the final positions for this year's Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition. 16 competitors will participate in the Calypso and Soca finals, 8 in each category at the National Botanical Gardens on July 20th. Producer of the Scotiabank Junior Monarch competition and music officer of the NCF, Kevin Moore, announced the order of the names.
Calypso again, Nikola, Hailstorm, Trinity, Portent, Sakara, Kinke, Khaleesi, Bit Bit. Soca, one more time, John Boss, Lilani, Ronisha, Kiari, Zaribi, Mr. Showman, Jaden Innes, and Lil Status.
Producer of the Scotiabank Junior Monarch Competition and music officer of the NCF, Kevin Moore. In the headlines, one man has been chopped to death and another injured in St. Joseph. St. Philip's female stabbing victim has been identified. Local consumers warned to brace for a shortage of fish and a hike in prices due to the severe damage to the boat fleet. That's the evening edition of the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Don't miss the latest from Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now.